The Daredevil Debutante on this moment of Indiana history. Future Indiana First Lady Josie Orr was the daughter of an East Coast department store magnate and a skilled pilot. Joanne Wallace Orr's father was heir to the Ford, Ford & Wallace department store chain. She married the scion of the Orr Iron Company in 1944 and moved into the governor's residence in 1981. Growing up in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, Josie Wallace rode polo ponies and studied ballet with Martha Graham before making her debut at the New York and Boston cotillions. While studying home economics and working as a nurse's aide, Josie enlisted in the Women's Air Force Service Pilots. Reporting for Army Air Corps training in Texas, she went on to serve as squadron commander, ferrying warplanes around North America. After a six-year courtship with Bob Orr, who'd come east to study, the pilot moved to Evansville with her groom, who would be taking over the family business. Josie Orr established the city's Planned Parenthood chapter and worked on behalf of the arts, historic preservation, and social welfare there before the couple moved into the executive residence on Meridian Street. Josie Orr passed away in 2006, survived by three children and eight grandchildren. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Support comes from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the Indiana Experience, Indiana's Past, Brand New. Located at the Eugene and Marilyn Glick Indiana History Center on the canal, downtown Indianapolis. Information at indianahistory.org.